Welcome back, Wisconsin and beyond, or welcome if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, TGIF. If you're a Democrat, especially a North Carolinian Democrat, today might feel a little bit like your birthday because the GOP in North Carolina apparently is a gift that's going to just keep on giving. CNN breaking news overnight that North Carolina Lieutenant Governor currently in a race for that governor's seat has said some frankly shocking things. He has reportedly called himself a black Nazi. He has praised slavery, saying it should be brought back. It's not all bad. I'd own a couple myself. And he referred to having an appreciation of transgender pornography, referred to himself as a perv, and recounted a memory of peeping women in gym showers when he was 14. That's where we are at, folks. And keep in mind, North Carolina, an absolutely pivotal battleground state. Trump has won it twice. He's basically in a dead heat in North Carolina with Vice President Kamala Harris. And Robinson is running almost double digits behind his Democratic opponent, North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein. Now, also keep in mind this context. This reporting about Mr. Robinson's anti-Semitic comments, his endorsement of Hitler and Nazism, broke hours before Donald Trump was making comments at a meeting that was supposed to be about denouncing anti-Semitism. We're going to eventually play you some of the Daily Show's content, basically lambasting Lieutenant Governor Robinson. But boy, I think it's kind of important to also remember what Donald Trump has said about Mark Robinson. Let's take a listen. This is Donald Trump. Do we have this sound, Aaron? Donald Trump comparing. Yep. This is Donald Trump and his thoughts about what a good person and key leader Mark Robinson is.
And of course, it decided to crash right then. How fun.
Of course,
oh, now
a
it's
little
working.
Unbelievable Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. This is Martin Luther King on steroids. Okay, now, I told that to Mark. I said, I think you're better than Martin Luther King. I think you are Martin Luther King times two.
He's doing good. He's got his own race
up.
He's fantastic.
Thanks also to one of the great stars of the party, one of the great stars in politics, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson.
One of the strongest and bravest new voices in the Republican Party. He's been a great supporter of mine, and I'm a great supporter of his. You're incredible, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. Mark?
And this goes, we can wrap that up, Aaron. This goes on and on and on. So make no mistake, Mark Robinson is a Trump-backed, Trump-endorsed MAGA of MAGAs. He is proud to be a black Nazi. Do we have this sound? Let's just take a moment here. He proudly calls himself a black Nazi and wishes to bring back slavery. That is Donald Trump's BFF in North Carolina, a man that he thinks is the second coming of Martin Luther King. Or Martin Luther King on steroids, I guess if we take the MAGA cult leader at face value. And all of this coming out the day that Donald Trump is supposed to be giving remarks to denounce anti-Semitism. But let's remember what Donald Trump thinks about Senate Leader Chuck Schumer, a Jewish man. Let's take cut 3.3, Aaron.
The Democrats are bad to Israel, very bad. They'll never change because they have a section of their party now which has become amazingly and quickly very powerful, vote-wise. I mean, Chuck Schumer is a Palestinian. Who would have thought that was going to happen? What the hell happened to him? I saw him the other day. He was dressed in one of their robes. No, that'll be next. No, Chuck Schumer is Hamas all the way. I don't know.
I mean, what? Since when does the waspy born with a silver spoon guy get to determine who's Jewish and who isn't? And then Donald Trump said this yesterday when he was supposed to be condemning anti-Semitism. Let's take a listen.
But I will put it to you very simply and gently. I really haven't been treated right, but you haven't been treated right because you're putting yourself in great danger. And the United States hasn't been treated right. So if I don't win this election, and I've been very good, you know, they say Trump's been right about everything. I've been right about a lot of things. Even Ted will admit that. I've been right about a lot of things. A lot of things that a lot of people said, no, that won't happen. But a lot of bad things happened and some good things I've been right about, too. And I only want to be, so I'm not going to call this as a prediction, but in my opinion, the Jewish people would have a lot to do with a loss. If I'm at 40%, if I'm at 4%, think of it, that means 60% of voting for Kamala, who in particular is a bad Democrat. The Democrats are bad to Israel, very bad. They'll never change because they have a section of their party now which has become amazingly and quickly very powerful vote-wise. I mean,
and it goes on and on. Oh, the Jews are to blame if I lose. Again, this is the same MAGA cult leader that after the Charlottesville tragedy said that there were good people on both sides. You know, white supremacists and folks that oppose white supremacy. Those are good people on both sides. No, there's not. And here's Mark Robinson's response to basically being called out on what he said before. Let's take a listen. Again, this is Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson after the reporting by CNN being called out on what he said online before in public forums. This is cut 12.1. Aaron, give me a thumbs up when you're ready to go, friend. And we'll take a listen to it. In effect, he deploys the Donald Trump strategy, which is like, of course that didn't happen when obviously it did. It's been confirmed by numerous sources. And he basically says, no, that is salacious reporting. I've got the quote, even if we don't have the sound. Those are salacious tabloid lies. Let me reassure you that the things you will see in that story, those are not the words of Mark Robinson. You know my words. You know my character. Anytime somebody talks...